Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A growing number of Minnesota counties are partnering with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Sherburne, Canda-Yohai, and Fribourne counties already have long-standing contracts to house federal detainees, agreements that generate millions of dollars annually to support jail operations and facility upgrades. Since President Donald Trump began his second term, seven additional rural counties in Minnesota have signed new agreements with ICE. Two of these counties already had existing jail contracts. The Minnesota Department of Corrections has already started moving inmates out of the Minnesota Correctional Facility in Stillwater. The prison is scheduled to be fully closed by June 2029. Corrections Commissioner Paul Schnell says the prison system has enough room for prisoners today.
This has been and will continue to be a historic issue because some of these upgrade things happen. And we've had to, depending upon our population, as I've mentioned before, housing out of facility. That said, we have the capacity to manage our population today.
The current prison population in the state is around 8,200. State lawmakers like Republican Senator Michael Croon of Blaine says he's concerned Minnesota won't have enough room if that number spikes in the future. House Agriculture Committee ranking member Angie Craig has joined a group of Democrats demanding answers after a key survey on household hunger in America was canceled. The Household Food Security Report has provided data on hunger for decades. Craig says this cancellation comes after the Trump administration has already made the largest cut in history to the SNAP program, which provides more than 42 million Americans with food. The Minnesota Department of Health is rolling out a new campaign called Be Cannabis Aware, aimed at giving young people under 25 and the adults who support them clear, science-based information about cannabis use without judgment. MDH spokeswoman Heidi Glessman.
We just really look forward to the opportunity to get this information out there. We know there's been a lot of questions with this new adult use market coming to Minnesota.
The Humphrey School of Public Affairs is introducing an accelerated one-year master's degree program track in sustainable development practice. Director of the Master of Development Practice program, David Wilsey, says it honors the thematic service completed by Peace Corps volunteers and removes coursework in that area.
It gives us the opportunity to reduce the credit load from a two-year program down to a one-year program.
Wilsey says they worked with the National Peace Corps Association, a nonprofit that works to provide a community for returned Peace Corps volunteers. Former Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman is joining a new supergroup with Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish and REM bassist Mike Mills. They're called Howl Owl Howl and are releasing a new single on Halloween. Gorman moved to Minnesota in 2023 to become the morning host on KQRS Radio in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Lynx and Phoenix Mercury meet in Game 3 of the WNBA semifinals tonight in Arizona. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says they'll be ready for tonight's matchup. This is MNN.